after everyone was done singing, and I've got good news to you. After I went through the message and I cut and edited it and honed it down, I got it down to 45 minutes. So everybody might as well sit back and relax, okay? But I put some verses in your bulletins. I'm not going to read them. I just wanted to give you a basis of the little short 45-minute message here. But, you know, you have to ask yourself, why do we celebrate Christmas and who is Jesus? And it seems like the world has turned Christmas into nothing more than a commercial holiday that has nothing to do with the celebration of Jesus' birth. In fact, if they want to take Christ out of Christmas altogether. I don't know if you remember years ago, they, rather than saying Christmas, we have to say Xmas. And, you know, rather than saying Merry Christmas to people, we need to say Happy Holiday. So it just seems like the world hates Jesus for some reason. And isn't it funny that you can talk about every other religion in the world and people will listen to you, but boy, just as soon as you mention the name of Jesus, it just turns people right off. What is it about Jesus' name that affects people so much? But you know, the Bible clearly explains to us who Jesus is and explains to us the purpose of his birth. It explains to us really the meaning and the purpose of life. You know, what's life all about? Where do we come from? Where are we going? And it explains to us why we all experience death. Why do people die? The world doesn't know why people die. They think it's some evolutionary disease or something that people get. But the Bible tells us that people die because we've sinned. Now, in Hebrews, it tells us that by faith we understand that the universe and all that is here was created by God. And we must believe that God exists and that he reveals himself to those who seek him. Now, so the Bible tells us that it is God who created us, that he created us in his image and his likeness, and he gave man the ability to choose between good and evil. If man chose to serve God, he would live forever. But if he chose to rebel against God, he would suffer death. God said, "You surely die." Now, Genesis reveals that Adam chose to disobey God. And in doing so, he brought death on the whole human race. That's why one day all of us will face death. Because of Adam's sin, every human born being is born separated from God, and we are under his condemnation. The Bible tells us man has been appointed to die once, and after that he must face judgment. But the good news is that God loved every human being so much that he was willing to provide us with an opportunity to be redeemed and obtain eternal life, to be restored in our relationship with God. Now, to provide this redemption, God sent his one and only Son, his only begotten Son, who is the Son of God. He sent him into the world to pay the penalty for the world's sins, by taking on the wrath that we deserve, God's wrath. And he took that upon himself when he was hanging on that cross. Now, Matthew tells us that Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit. He was born of a woman, and that he would save his people from his sins. So he had no human father. The Holy Spirit conceived him. See, Adam failed as man's representative, and he brought death to all mankind. Jesus was born to be the new representative of mankind, a new representative of the human race, a man who could offer forgiveness for sin and to give those who place their faith in him eternal life. Now, the Bible is very clear that there is no one righteous. Every human being has sinned against God and fallen short of his glory. You know, the world likes to say, well, you know, we're pretty good. Yeah, we make mistakes. We're only human. But when we talk about mistakes and we talk about the things that we do when we're only human, in God's eyes, that's sin. We don't like to think of it that way, but we've broken God's laws. We've fallen short of his glory, the Bible tells us. But God demonstrated his love toward us by offering forgiveness for sin and to allow us the ability or the opportunity to obtain eternal life, to be restored to him by placing our faith in Jesus, because Jesus is the only one who can save us. And that salvation is a gift that can't be earned. Doesn't matter how good you are, you'll never be good enough, because God says you've already fallen short of his glory. You've sinned against me, God tells us. And so we can't do anything. We can never be good enough. So God offers a gift. See, Jesus tells us that he is the only way that a person can obtain forgiveness, the only way a person can obtain salvation, the only way a person can be restored in their relationship with God. You know, the world wants to deny God exists, but we all know, and it's written in every man's heart, that God does exist. It's in our conscience. It's in anything. It's all around us. It's in creation. You can say that God doesn't exist if you want to, but you're denying the truth. It doesn't stop God from existing. God created us in his image. We rebelled against him. God gave us another opportunity to be restored in our relationship with him. You know, a lot of people, they say, well, I can't believe a loving God would send anybody to hell. Well, God doesn't send anybody to hell. People choose to go there. You know, we have the ability now to receive a gift of salvation by placing our faith in a son. We can choose to place our faith in him, or we can choose to reject him. But what we choose controls where we spend eternity. So God doesn't send anybody to hell. People choose to go there if you reject Christ. Now, in Revelations, it talks about the great white throne judgment. What awaits every human being when they die? The world doesn't know. Is there life after death? Or, you know, do we go to purgatory, spend a little bit of time, and then we get out? Is it like a jail, prison sentence, or whatever? But, you know, the Bible makes it very clear what happens to people when they die. For those who have placed their faith in Christ for the forgiveness of sin, God forgives them. They are restored and they will have eternal life. For those who die without placing their faith in Christ, if you want to say there's no God, if you want to reject Christ, and you reject that forgiveness that is freely offered to you, eternal death awaits you in the lake of fire. See, when we were created in God's image, he is eternal. We were created to live forever. So we may be separated from this human body because of physical death, but we do not cease to exist. See, every human being must choose where they want to spend eternity. Those who end up in the lake of fire do so because they have chosen to do so. God has given every human being the opportunity to be saved by placing their faith in Christ. The world wants you to believe that God doesn't exist. They want you to believe that Jesus isn't the Son of God. They want you to believe that Jesus did not die to pay the penalty for your sin. But it's not the truth. The truth is God does exist. Jesus died to pay those penalties. But what you choose to believe will control where you spend eternity. And I don't know about you, but I don't think that I want to spend eternity in the lake of fire completely separated from God. But that's where you will. So, you know, people can laugh, they can mock, they can do everything, but just as soon as they die, they find out that what the Bible says is really true. So if there's anyone here today who has never placed their faith in Christ as their Savior, I encourage you to do so. Because it's free. It's a free gift. All you have to do is believe who Jesus is, believe that he died for you, and receive that free gift of salvation that God offers you. See, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Father, we thank you again for this special day that we were able to just bring music. And we just thank you that we were able to lift Christ up in song. And I thank you for those that were willing to sing today, the beautiful voices and the instruments playing. And I just praise you and thank you for the talent that you have given to us as human beings. And Father, I do pray for those that are listening in. I pray for those that are here. If they've never received Christ as their Savior, if they've never placed their faith in Him or their trust in Him to, you know, for the forgiveness of sin, I just pray that the Holy Spirit would just enlighten their hearts, their minds, help them to realize that this is true. Everything the Bible says is true. And I just ask for this in Jesus' name. Amen.